There are four candidates running for Santa Rosa's District 4 Council seat. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is candidate Terry Sanders. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
Can you tell us about your background and how it applies to you taking a seat on the City Council?
Well, I've been a recently retired firefighter after 23 years. And, you know, I believe that it's just going to be important, especially here in Sonoma County. You know, we are earthquake and we are fires, right? That we need to maintain that voice of public safety on the council. And I'm the only candidate who has any experience in, you know, zone haven data, evacuation routes, ingress, egress. And, you know, as a firefighter, you just learn how to stay engaged until the job is done. So it doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, you have to get the job done. You don't have an option. So I'm hoping to bring that diligence to the council.
With Sawyer and Schwedhelm retiring, the council losing some big supporters of public safety, you're saying you want to fill that void. What does that mean, Terry?
Well, I mean, I'm fortunate to have both John and Tom's endorsement of my campaign. And I guess what that means for me is making sure that we have someone who understands how we can get our citizens prepared for the next emergency. Now, in the city, we have a COPE program. COPE stands for Citizens Organized to Prepare for Emergencies. I want to introduce a CORE program, another initialism or acronym, but it's Citizens Organized to Respond to those emergencies. We can prepare, but now we need to, you know, have our citizenry know how to respond. And that's something I can't wait to start working on.
Housing issues continue to be a big problem in Santa Rosa. Are there things that the city should be doing to ease housing problems that they aren't doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, we don't do any partnerships with landlords right now to, at least that I don't know that we do, landlords that may own buildings that aren't rent-ready right now, but could be if they were just, you know, lightly renovated. Maybe we can find ways of connecting those landlords with resources that will allow them to do that, repurposing, you know, older structures where appropriate. And then, of course, you know, when we hit the recession in 2008, 2010, government is always the first thing to get cut, but the last thing to be, you know, restocked, so to speak. So we need to make sure that our permitting department is fully staffed, make sure that we are cutting out the red tape for entitlements, permit review, all the things that will help get a shovel in the ground. But there are things that I think we should be doing beyond just the shovel in the ground, revisiting our rent assistance programs, our voucher program, our Section 8 home care. The waiting list is on hold right now. Maybe we should be reevaluating that as well.
Terry, you say you get a lot of emails from residents about RVs parked in evacuation routes, open flames in wooded areas in the district's hillside. How do you take unintended residents in public places? How do you deal with that issue?
Well, we got to start enforcing the law, right? I mean, I was appalled to call 911 when I saw someone with an open flame in Fremont Park in the bushes on dry grass and was told, well, that's allowed because it's a cooking fire. And if the fire was contained, it's allowed. And I'm thinking to myself, well, the embers aren't contained. They're flying all over the trees. So, you know, we have to enforce the law. You can't cook with an open fire. So let's go ahead and put that out and let's take you to someplace where you can get something to eat. You can't dump your wastewater, your human wastewater down the storm drains from your RV. So let's move the RV to a place where we can adequately handle your waste. If you do drive an RV, I mean, it needs to be registered. It needs to, like, you know, pass basic inspections that you or I would have to pass if we had an RV.
Now, Santa Rosa businesses have been struggling with recovery from the pandemic. What kinds of things would you do as a council member to support local businesses?
Actually meet the local business owners. I was surprised that a lot of the business owners, particularly down on 4th Street and beyond, because 4th Street corner at the deli is where sort of the southern tip of District 4, haven't even met the incumbent. They don't even know who he is. So let's start with, you know, meeting our business owners and let them know that they have a partner on the council to help make sure that they, before Mary's Pizza leaves, let's talk about why they're leaving. I mean, it may be something that we could work together to fix. It may not, but we won't know unless we, you know, meet with them and ask.
Terry, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
All right, have a good day. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Larry.
That is Terry Sanders. You can find out more about his position and who is endorsing him at VoteTerrySanders.com.